قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم.
O Messenger, tell people, if you indeed love Allah, follow me, and Allah will love you and will forgive you your sins. Allah is all forgiving, all compassionate.
قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ.
Say, obey Allah and obey the Messenger. If they turn away from this, then know that Allah does not love those who refuse to obey Him and His Messenger.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ.
Truly, Allah chose Adam and Noah, peace be upon them, and the descendants of Abraham and of Imran above all mankind, peace be upon them. And the descendants of Abraham and of Imran above all mankind, peace be upon them. Imran was the father of Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them, and has been mentioned in the Bible as Amram. For his messengership, a people alike and the seed of one another, Allah is all hearing, all knowing.
إِذْ قَالَتِ امْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
He also heard when Imran's woman said, O Lord, behold, unto you do I vow that the child in my womb is to be devoted to your exclusive service. Accept it then from me. Surely you alone are all hearing, all knowing. He also heard when Imran's woman said, If Imran's woman is interpreted as the wife of Imran, this Imran must be different from the Imran just mentioned. He would rather be the father of Mary, who was probably called Imran. If this expression, however, is interpreted to mean a woman of the house of Imran, it would mean that the mother of Mary belonged to that tribe.
فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنثَى وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمَ وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
But when she gave birth to a female child, she said, O Lord, I have given birth to a female. And Allah knew full well what she had given birth to. And a male is not the same as a female. I have named her Mary, and commit her and her offspring to you for protection from Satan, the accursed.
فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا الْمِحْرَابَ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمُ لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب.
Thereupon her Lord graciously accepted Mary and vouchsafed to her a goodly growth and placed her in the care of Zechariah. Whenever Zechariah visited her in the sanctuary, he found her provided with food. He asked her, "Mary, how did this come to you?" She said, "It is from Allah. Allah provides sustenance to whom He wills beyond all reckoning."
هنالك دعا زكريا ربه قال رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء.
Then Zechariah prayed to his Lord, "O Lord, grant me from yourself out of your grace the gift of a goodly offspring. For indeed, you alone heed all prayers."
فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب أن الله يبشرك بيحيى مصدقا بكلمة من الله وسيدا وحصورا ونبيا من الصالحين.
As he stood praying in the sanctuary, the angels called out to him, "Allah gives you good tidings of John, Yahya, peace be upon him, who shall confirm a command of Allah, shall be outstanding among people, utterly chaste, and a prophet from among the righteous." Allah gives you good tidings of John, Yahya, peace be upon him, who shall confirm a command of Allah. The command from Allah here signifies Jesus, peace be upon him. His birth took place as the result of an extraordinary command from God and in an unusual manner. Hence, he is designated as the command or word from Allah.
قَالَ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَقَدْ بَلَغَنِيَ الْكِبَرُ وَامْرَأَتِي عَاقِرٌ قَالَ كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ.
Zechariah exclaimed, "My Lord, how shall I have a son when old age has overtaken me and my wife is barren?" He said, "Thus shall it be. Allah does what He wills.
Here it is being stressed that God would grant Zechariah a son despite his old age and the barrenness of his wife.
قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْ لِي آيَةً قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس 3 أيام إلا رمزا واذكر ربك كثيرا وسبح بالعشي والإبكار.
Zechariah said, "O my Lord, appoint a sign for me." The angel said, "The sign for you shall be that you shall not speak to people for 3 days except by gesture. Remember your Lord and extol His glory by night and by day."